sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish in Cold Spring for Region 15C baseball action. We're making our way to the top of the fourth inning in the Spring Hill Chargers. Set to send Jamie Terrace, Anthony Reverman, and Regan Nelson to the plate. Looking at the scoreboard, last night we saw where Watkins beat Clearwater 4-2. This afternoon, Regal defeats Wilmer 5-2 in Region 4C.
What time was that?
I believe that started at 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it's 12:40.
Yep. So 5-2, Regal over Wilmer.
Red hot Regal, huh?
You got it. Jamie Terrace, ground ball up the middle. Tanner Arsenault dives, stops the baseball, throws to first, and not in time. It pulls Brady Goble off the bag. But, boy, Tanner Arsenault and that long body of his able to glove it and still make a fairly strong throw, Kirby.
That was a nice effort by Tanner making the stop. And strong throw, but just off the line. I don't know if they get Jamie with a solid throw right there. A little bit of a collision between Goble, not a guy I'd want to run into, and nope. Jamie Terrace kind of bumping into him right there. Jamie with a smack on the hind end right there to Brady.
Chargers a second hit of the day. That'll bring Anthony Reverman, the pitcher slash DH, to the plate.
I'd watch the top hand here, Randall.
Gordy Barton over at third base. Brandon Welly, he's over at first base. And Reverman puts the bunt down. Scotty Leeser fields it off the mound. He'll throw to first, and they get Reverman by a couple steps. You know, Kyle Leeser and Ryan Messer both kind of charged too a little bit, and as soon as Scotty made that throw, they both scrambled for third base. It's like, okay.
Someone's got to cover third.
Yeah, somebody's got to get third.
So sacrifice in order. Good job by Anthony Reverman right there. We've seen a few bunts thus far through our first game and change.
Jamie Terrace at second now with Regan Nelson at the plate. And pitch to Regan, a foul tip into the mitt of Brian Schlungen, and 0-1. Regan Nelson, of course, many familiar with him with his successes on the basketball floor. But he has had a lot of success here with the Spring Hill Chargers in the last few years.
He has. He's really blossomed and still just what are we talking about, 20-year-old kid basically yet.
0-2 the count to Regan. And you'll follow this one back and out of play over the hamburger stand, over the ticket booth where Bob Mueller and Ernie Dold, I think Dave Dolds is in there right now in that ticket booth.
Keith Schaefer, my neighbor, yeah, the gang, Richmond boys.
Yeah. The kick the pitch. Bye. Strike three called, and Nelson gets caught looking.
This is where he gets so tough, Randy, where you get that runner into scoring position, and it just seems like he gets to a different level. He just kind of, there's a little more zip, a little more run on the fastball. The slider's got a little more break. He gets tough.
He does. Six strikeouts already for Scott Leeser through the first three and two-thirds innings. Eric Schoenberg to the plate. And the pitch to Eric inside. Ball rolls off Ryan Schlungen's glove, and on to third base goes Jamie Terrace. That's where getting that secondary lead is important, because if a ball does roll off the mitt, you can take third base on a play like that.
Well said. And, you get that hard jump off second base and it pops out of the mitt. We talked about how Scott gets nasty. It's nasty to have to catch sometimes, too. Pops out of the mitt of Schlungen, and Jamie moves up 90 feet.
Leeser works from the stretch, even with that runner at third, and the pitch back into the netting, and the count at a ball and a strike to Eric Schoenberg. Eric so far today, 0-for-1, a strikeout victim back in the second. Top of the fourth inning, 1-0. Spring Hill with the lead over St. Martin. And a swing and a miss at the off speed from Scott Leeser, and the count of ball and two strikes.
That's where what I'm talking about. Just that.
It's not fair.
No, it's
no.
Pretty tough pitch.
That was an incredible pitch by Scotty Leeser. Now he'll come with probably that fastball that's followed down the first base line, and the count at a ball and two strikes.
Schoenberg's tough in there. He's a tough out. Eric's been playing for a while. Not his first trip around the sun when it comes to regions. Is not going to give it to you. You got to go get him.
1-2 the count. Jamie Terrace over at third, and Eric Schoenberg follows it to the screen. Count stays 1-2.
1-0 in favor of Spring Hill. They'd like to tack on. Scott Leeser with different plans at the moment.
Lees are ready again. He'll look to Jamie Terrace at third. And the pitch missing outside. And the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Got a little backdoor breaking ball right there. A little too far off the plate.
2-2. Leeser comes home, and Terrace fouls it again to the backstop. The count stays 2-2. Owen Meyer on deck for the Chargers.
If he ever gets up there, we got a battle right now, huh?
We do. Eric Schoenberg, Scott Leeser. And Leeser looking down to Brian Schlungen. They kick the pitch. Strike three called. Schoenberg gets caught looking on. The pitch that hits that inside corner, and that'll do it for the Chargers in the fourth. They come up with no runs on a hit, no errors, and one left. We played 3.5. Spring Hill 1, St. Martin nothing. More baseball to come in a minute on KASM.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual are always focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to keep you top of mind. We'll be there when you need us most, helping protect all that's important to you, including your future. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Nancy Mathiason, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Baseball on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish with you. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Thanks for being with us this afternoon on AM 1150, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and we're streaming online. MyChasm.com. Brian Schlungen leads off the fourth for the St. Martin Martins, puts down a bunt, and this goes foul in the count 0-1 to Schlungen.
It's always, he can move. He's got good hands. He's absolutely more than welcome to bunt, but you see the three hitter step up to lead off an inning. You're thinking, okay, no doubles, something like that. And then he drops, he moves that top hand and tries to drag one on you. It's like, ooh, didn't see that coming.
0-1 the count to Brian Schlungen, Riverman. Kicks and delivers, and the pitch inside, and the count 1-1. And as a hitter, just maybe trying to create a little bit of...
Get the D moving.
Yeah, get the D moving. And fouled at the plate, the count 1-2. Maybe the third baseman now comes in a step and maybe moves closer to the line. That opens up the hole for you. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Carl Leeser coaching over at third base. Jim Arsenault at first. And this is fouled right to the backstop here. Kirby, you're within 3 feet of that baseball.
I would say the parquet next to me, I don't know who's over, if it's David Jonas or Jake Brinker, they might have had a staring contest with that line drive back at him. But we got the nice netting here.
We do. 1-2. Ground ball foul. That's
off
the hands of Carl Leeser. that gives me a lot more respect for those fans that you see in the Major League Baseball game, that barehand the baseball that comes at him, and it's like, how did they do that?
I don't even know that got much of Carl's hand, more of his forearm or wrist.
1 ball, 2 strikes, the count to Brian Schlungen. Riverman ready, his pitch, Schlungen rips this down the third baseline, just foul by a foot. And the count at 1-2 yet, so the battle continues, and there will be more battling by other teams later on today at 2:30 this afternoon, Farming in Luxembourg at 5 o'clock this afternoon, New Munich and Meyer Grove, our first round games. Kick the pitch, Lungen drives this one to left field, down in the corner, giving chase is Austin Shane, or actually is a left fielder, Austin.
Yep.
Yeah. And the count stays 1-2.
Yeah, ball drops foul. Long run. There's plenty of room to rumble in foul territory.
Last night, if you weren't able to join us. Richmond defeated the Cold Spring Rockies 6-4 last night. So the Royals will play again on Sunday. The Rockies as well playing again on Sunday. We had heard from Region 8C, a score update. It was Sobieski leading Fort Ripley 4-0 in Region 8C. That was top of the sixth. Ball and two strikes to Brian Schlung and Riverman's pitch. That bounces up to the plate, and it's 2-2.
Where's that Regal region being played?
That Regal region is down in Marshall.
Oof.
So that's a long haul for those four teams.
Some windshield time for the Eagles and Pirates and Twins and Chuckers.
They kick the pitch. Schlung and pops this one up over by first. Looks like Damer will have room in foul ground. Damer makes the catch for the out. Damer, I don't know if he could have looked up in the air any longer because he was starting to fall backwards when he made that catch.
Well, the rule is, or the idea, you get to your spot, you look up, you know, and then kind of react from there. But he just kind of kept going. And you know, like you said, your neck's up there the whole time. And
yeah,
just kind of
you're starting to bounce a little bit with the ball. Here's a ground ball by Tanner Arsenault to short, bobbled once by Jamie Terrace and twice, and Tanner's going to be safe on the air by shortstop Terrace.
Yeah, just kind of jumped up on him right there. I don't know if Eric Schoenberg maybe disrupted Jamie's Jamie's path to the ball or something, but just kind of rolled up on him a little bit. Would have been a tough play as Tanner's going to run hard up the line. So
well, exactly. Jamie plays a deep short already.
He does, and he's got to be perfect on a ball like that to charge in. So first error of the afternoon.
Brady Goble to the plate. Brady a fly ball to center field in his first at bat. Brady going to be a senior this fall at Albany Area Schools. And drives us to left field. Austin Schoenberg back. He jumps and makes the catch on the run. Nice catch by Austin.
That was a very nice catch and just a great reaction off the barrel, Randy. Going back on the ball, timing his jump pretty accurately. And kid who now lives, he probably had the shortest drive to the park of anyone, including the Cold Spring Rockies today. He's a Cold Spring resident. He makes a nice catch there and left.
Very good. So he's within blocks.
Do you remember where I grew up?
Yes.
Do you remember? There you go. Pass ball.
A pass ball gets by Nathan Terrace. On the second goes Tanner Arsenault.
Do you remember where former Stearns County League catcher Tim Leeser's house was? Austin bought Tim Leeser's house.
Ah, interesting. Well, good for him.
It's a good neighborhood.
You bet.
Used to be, at least. I don't know. I don't have much street cred over there anymore. So,
one ball, no strikes to count to Nolan Reeder. Nolan 1-for-1. Had a base hit in his only at bat.
That's a big wild pitch, Randy, as we get runner into scoring position now with two outs.
You bet. The potential tying run out at second for the Martins. There are two outs. And 2-0 the count to Nolan as that last pitch finished inside. Anthony Reverman on the mound has given up two hits to the Martins this afternoon. Reverman's pitch, a little bit low. Nathan Terrace trying to buy a little umpire time there. Holds on to that baseball a little bit longer. And the count 3-0 to Nolan Reeder. Avery Schmitz on deck. Reverman's pitch. There's a strike on the inside corner and 3-1.
Red lights on 3-0. We talked about green lights on 3-0 last night. I'd say the red light was on there for Nolan.
Here's Reeder popping this one up to second. Eric Terrace has it, and we'll make the catch for the out. That does it for the Martins in the fourth. No runs, no hits. There was an error and one left on base. We played 4 here in Cold Spring, 1-0 Spring Hill over St. Martin. We're back in a minute on KASN.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams. Sometimes we overlook the benefits of a local service provider. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we realize you have options, and we know you need more than just a local provider. You need up-to-date, cutting-edge technology. With our fiber-to-the-home network, you get access to groundbreaking internet speeds. We take pride in serving our customers better than anyone else, and providing really fast internet speeds, too.
Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home. 320-845-2101.
Top of the fifth, we're headed that way. Owen Meyer, Luke Damer, Nathan Terrace, the 7-8-9 hitters for the Spring Hill Chargers facing Scotty Leeser. Over in Region 11, see a little surprise here so far. Top of the fourth, Big Lake over the Sartell Muskies, 1-0. 1-0. Big Lake leading the Muskies there in the top of the fourth. Bottom of the seventh, Sobieski 5-2 over Fort Ripley. Pitch to Owen Meyer, a strike, and now Leeser misses outside in the count, 1-1.
Potentially depriving Central Minnesota from Steve Carlton against Randy Johnson on Sunday of a Dominski-Geislinger matchup.
Oh, yeah, that Region 11C has some really good pitching over in that region.
Oh, I mean, you saw firsthand, Kimball's got about 2-3 guys. Yep. You throw Dominski in there with Dieters and David Kroger for Sartell. Of course, you can't leave out Geislinger, and I mean, the list just goes on and on and on.
They got Justin Thompson there too now at Ed Watkins. Yeah. Followed off by Mr. Meyer, 1-2, and now Owen pops this one up to shallow center field. Nolan Reeder there to make the catch for the out. One down, and Luke Damer steps into the batter's box.
So here in the fifth, we've had four full frames for each team, Randy, and we have now one out in the top of the fifth inning. Our game's first hitter walked, stole second, scored. Nobody else has really even got much of a threat. We've had a couple guys get to third, but since that, you know, it's been...
We had Nolan Reeder within like 5 feet of home plate.
Yeah, yeah. Got me there. And right now, it's a difference in the ballgame.
It is. Yeah, Damer follows the first pitch off and then takes a pitch inside and the count 1-1.
If you're just joining us on a... on a base hit by Ryan Messer.
Here's a ground ball to Arsenault at second. Tanner up with it and over to first, 4-3 in the putout.
It was a Ryan Messer base knock in the second inning.
With runners at first and
first
second.
Nolan Reeder coming across to score, but Avery Schmitz got backpicked from right field by Reagan Nelson. He threw it to Jamie Terrace, who applied the tag on Avery. He was out before Nolan crossed home plate. So the run did not count, and it's a 1-0 game right now.
Yes, it is. Nathan Terrace at the plate. Here's the pitch to Nathan. He'll follow this over that sports deck and out of play. And the count 0-1. The Martins, they are dominating the sports deck here with their fan base. The Martins in that first base dugout. Terrace takes strike two and 0-2.
It's a nice place to watch a game.
Well, if you're a bird and a Martin, you want to be perched up a little higher, right?
Were you sitting on that?
Well, I was sitting on that.
Boy. Yeah. So sometimes I get accused of writing jokes down, so I got to call you out every now and then.
1-2, the count to Nathan, and he swings at the off speed and misses. He's out on strikes in a quick inning for Scott Leeser. The Spring Hill Chargers go 1-2-3 in the fifth. After 4.5 at Spring Hill 1, St. Martin nothing. Region 15C brought to you today by El Rosa Lumber Company, the Greenwell Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill, BNS Excavating. Over in Belgrade, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, Promotional Resources Incorporated, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Trapper's Pub and Grub, the Central Minnesota Realty, Matt Imdick and his team, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Beautiful Downtown Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo, over in New London, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix over in the Munich Sox Center in Long Prairie, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Darren Lynn Supply of Sox Center, Ecker Feed Service in New Munich, John Dole, Century 21, First Realtor, Liberty Electric, Stony Creek Dairy, IPM of Wade Park, Shady's Long Shots, right on Highway 23 at Rich Spring Golf Course between Richmond and Cold Spring, Westside Liquor of Wade Park, our Region 15C sponsors for our 2021 broadcast schedule. Thank you for being with us here on KASM. Scott Stevens again back at our sports studios in Albany. Now, Scott will be doing things between our games. I know this afternoon between game 2 and 3, we do have the half-hour Catholic Mass scheduled between games 2 and 3 today, and we have the Rosary scheduled between games 3 and 4 today. So if you are looking for that programming, that's where it will happen this afternoon.
There we go. We'll keep you in the know and do our best to be your dependable neighbor here this afternoon. As Randy and I, glad to be with you. And we brought it up last night, Runts. It's a press box with a really cool name.
It is the Jack Bell Press Box. I love it. I love it. At the plate, Avery Schmitz leads off the fifth inning for the Martins. A strong single to right field right in front of Regan Nelson. And Schmitz, after being hit by a pitch in his first at bat, he is 1-for-1 this afternoon.
Maybe some relief of tension with that barrel right there, Randy, trying to get atone for an earlier mistake.
That'll be the third Martin hit this afternoon and bring Ryan Messer to the plate. Ryan has one of those three hits.
We'll have to watch the top hand of Ryan.
Carl Leeser putting that bunt down, and Messer puts the bunt down. It rolls foul. It hit the grass lip and immediately had foul.
That's that business move right there from Nathan Terrace. It's go get it right away and get it out, because if you wait too long, he's going to be safe. You read the English on it as a catcher, and it looks like it's going to go foul. And get it the instant it does go foul.
You bet. You bet. Messer, again, looking to Leeser. We'll see if Carl keeps the bunt on here. They want to get that base runner over to second anyway, anyhow. Bottom part of the order here for the Martins. Matthew Schlungen on deck. Ryan puts the bunt down to third. Eric Schoenberg's going to go to second for one. The relay to first. They're going to get a double play. Wow. Damn. 5-6-3.
Fantastic turn right there as Eric Schoenberg charging hard. Messer put it down, but Schoenberg's right there. He's bailing out on, or, you know, he's all in on the play. Throws a strike to Terrace covering 5-6-3. What is this, Major League Baseball with a shift?
Unbelievable.
Tough turn right there.
Well, and Eric Terrace, he's covering first base maybe on the bunt. So, yeah, but 5-6-3. At the plate, number 9 hitter Matthew Schlungen. First pitch to Matthew, a strike and 0-1. Anthony Reverman has given up just the 2 hits, and now look at this. How that always happens, Kirby. It always happens after
baseball.
Yeah. Matthew laces a single to center field.
So your plan for the inning is on, over, and then in on a Schlungen single. You got him on, you got the bunt down, turned into a double play, and then you got the single. So all boxes were checked there except one.
Yeah.
The sacrifice was not in order.
Exactly, exactly. So second hit of the inning for the Martins. It'll bring the leadoff hitter Kyle Leeser to the plate. All in all, it seems like maybe Spring Hill's playing a little bit deeper outfield today than what we saw last night from the two teams.
Center fielders for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, that's so hard to judge because, again, we go back to a lot of these teams don't play here in Cold Spring, so you got such a deep park. Where do you play?
But I mean, realistically, where Owen Meyer's standing right now, Tyler Geislinger and Dalton Thielen last night were about 40 feet in front of him. No joke.
They were. Yeah. Here's Leeser fouling it off and the count 1-1. That went into the Spring Hill dugout.
Picking on the Chargers.
Yes, he is.
Kyle is 0-for-2 on the day. Call a soft pop out to short and a fly out to right thus far.
The base runner, Matthew Schlungen, over at first. Damer holds him there. The kick, the pitch. Leeser ground ball to third. Eric Schoenberg gets the 2-hopper across the diamond. 5-3 on the putout. A nice inning for Eric over at third. That'll do it for the Martins. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, 1 left on. We have played 5 here in Cold Spring. 1-0. Spring Hill hanging on to their lead. We're back in a minute on KASM.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber Melrose and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. You're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
Mm-hmm. One run, two hits, and an error for Spring Hill. No runs, four hits, no errors for the St. Martin Martins. Scotty Leeser grabs the ball for inning number six. And Scott Leeser, so far this afternoon, eight strikeouts in the first five innings. Basically, since that first batter of the game, Kirby, he has been in control.
He has. He fell behind this guy his second time up. He needed a timeout from his shortstop, Kyle Leeser, but got it figured out. He's got eight Ks, as you had mentioned. He's been good, but to this guy, and there's a soft ground ball.
Right to Tanner Arsenault at second. Tanner picks it up, and a quick 4-3 put out of Eric Terrace.
I think everyone wearing blue today was pretty happy to see him throw strike one to Eric Terrace right there.
That'll bring Austin Schoenberg to the plate. Austin on the afternoon, 1-for-2. And he'll pop this one back and out of play in the count at 0-1 to Austin.
Snap of the neck right there from Austin. Wanted to do a little more with that pitch, then flip it over to the burger stand.
0-1 the count. A little bit of an off-speed pitch there from Scott Leeser that buckled Austin's knees just the very slightest, and the count 0-2. And the breaking ball just missing outside. 1-2. Boy, Scott Leeser works fast. Give me the ball. I want to throw it.
Double parked, apparently. He's got your parking spot. Doesn't want to get hit.
Here's Schoenberg. One hop shot to short. Kyle Leeser up with it across the diamond in 6-3 in the putout. Yeah, as an announcer, I like the pace of the game. But, you know, we can't even talk, Kirby. I can't even
tell you.
I had 3/10 of an inch of rain.
Jeez, what are we going to do,
well,
Randy?
Randy Schoenberg said he had 3/10 of an inch, too. So, hey, we'll pick the attendance coming up a little later on today. $7 to get in. You get all four games today. $3 for children, high school kids, I believe, and up. So, first pitch to Jamie Terrace, a ball, 1-0. Otherwise, catch us on the radio. Pitch outside and low, 2-0. Chasm's proud to be celebrating 70 years of broadcasting. We're actually in our 71st year. Look at that, Kirby.
See, there's nothing in that hand? There's no Reese's Peanut Butter Cup in there last night's bet?
I'm going to get you that between games, okay? Here's a sharp single to left center field. Moritz cuts it off in the gap. Here comes his throw into the infield, not in time. Terrace with the game's first extra base hit.
That's a two-out double for Jamie Terrace. Scott Leeser had retired eight in a row. The last single he had allowed was to Jamie Terrace, who singled back in the fourth inning. So stopping the streak right there, and he's all over that ball.
Well, he's all over it, and he's making a bid now in the running for the coveted Chasm hat. You know that.
I mean, in a 1-0 game, don't we have to look at the mound first?
We do. We do. So that's why I'm saying in the running. Here's Anthony Reverman, soft single to center field. One hop by Reeder. Terrace is going to come across. Here's the throw to the plate and out. They got him down at the plate, says the home plate umpire, Paul Meyer. A strong throw from Reeder, ending the sixth for the Chargers. No runs, two hits, no errors, one left on. More excitement in Cold Spring to come in a minute on KSM.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Valgrave, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment, Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Bottom of the sixth inning for the St. Martin Martins. Zach Moritz is going to lead it off. It'll be Moritz, Brian Schlungen, Tanner Arsenault. And fans still buzzing a little bit about that last throw him out at home plate.
Well, in a tournament through a game and a half, we saw three plays at the plate last night. We get two more here in a half a game. And you know, we see Nolan Reeder as the ball hit in front of him. It looked like it hung up in the air a little bit, and Nolan getting to the ball and coming up with just an absolute strong throw from pretty medium depth center field right there is very impressive throw and a nice tag and apply at the plate by Brian Schlungen. Jamie Terrace was going the whole way in a 1-0 game where you only got four hits. Gordon Barton, that's an easy decision. Let him run. So nice play at the plate as the ball beat him.
1-1 the count to Zach Moritz, the Martin left fielder, and Moritz loops this one to center field. Owen Meyer coming in and can't get to it. And a little single there for Zach Moritz.
Yeah, Moritz just kind of dumping that ball in a short center field. And we talked earlier about the depth of some of these center fielders where you see last night the guys playing a little more shallow. And today, I mean, if you were standing out there and you saw all that green grass behind you, Randy, that's kind of imposing. You're worried about getting burnt on a play like
exactly,
that.
Exactly. Now, I don't know if they're playing a little deeper today because there is a little bit more wind and maybe the potential to push that ball a little farther out. But, you know, we haven't seen anybody get burnt yet. We've seen a lot of balls drop in front of outfielders.
The Richmond first baseman has other ideas as to why they're playing a little deeper
today. All right. Brian Schlungen at the plate. Brian shows bunt, takes the pitch for a ball high.
Ooh.
1-0. Nice pitch by Anthony Reverman.
High?
A little bit high.
Okay.
A little bit high. Zach Moritz with good speed over at first. Namer will hold him. Martin's looking for that equalizer here in the sixth. They trail 1-0 in the pitch high to Brian Schlungen in 2-0. Now Nathan Terrace sensing maybe a little bit of duress there by his pitcher out to have a word with the young man.
Well, you got moved his hands on the first one, pulled back, took a ball. Second pitch, he looked like he was sitting on it.
Yep.
So it's, you know, hey, don't come with a cookie. He might not just be bunting. He could tag this thing.
Schlungen back into the box. On deck, it's Tanner Arsenault for St. Martin. Quick throw to first. That throw, Damer has to come off the bag. And
that's a throw over there, Randy, where you're looking at the throw over, but you're also looking at Brian Schlungen to see what his top hand's doing.
Uh-huh.
See if you get a little cheat sheet.
Another throw.
Brian's hands staying on the bottom of the handle.
Well, and this is part of, I think, a little of the cat and mouse game, too. It's like, okay, Anthony, throw over to first a few times. Maybe take Brian off his game a little bit at home plate. Kick the pitch. Schlungen pops this one up. Shallow center field. Eric Terrace going out. Here comes Owen Meyer in. He'll make the catch, and hustling back to first is Zach Moritz. That one had more height than I thought originally, because Owen Meyer was able to come in and make that catch.
It seemed like for a second there, Owen was almost ready to play that off his first initial few steps. He was almost going more to right center, and he was going to play it off a bounce, but ended up having plenty of time to track underneath it to retire Schlungen.
Tanner Arsenault steps up to the plate. He gets the four hole today for Carl Leeser. Tanner on the afternoon, 0-2. Zach Moritz showed that maybe he was going to take off and run, but then held up. And the pitch to Arsenault is a ball high and 1-0.
Tanner had that little handle shot in between third and short that Jamie Terrace had it roll up his arm.
One ball, no strikes. Pitch low and away. Nathan Terrace, nice stop there. And 2-0. And again, Anthony Reverman in the same position he was in with Brian Schlungen. And you're behind to that hitter, 2-0.
For a guy who's worked ahead for a majority of the afternoon, he's falling behind here in the top half of the or bottom half of the sixth.
Pitch to Arsenault, fall back and out of play, and the count 2-1. I mean, Zach Moritz is getting a lead over there, Kerry, but it's not a big lead. Zach's got one of those gloves you see in the
old oven mitt.
Yeah, the oven mitt. That he likes doing that head first slide. Now he'll take a little extra lead this time. Here comes the pitch. Arsenault ground ball to third. One play for Eric Schoenberg. That's the first. Damer can't come up with the scoop, and everybody's safe. Error on Eric Schoenberg over at third base.
Second charger. It took Eric towards the foul line. He made the play in plenty of time. Strong throw is going to get him right there. So, yeah, you got to go error on that. And Martin's cooking here in the sixth. Runners at first and second. I don't know that – I mean, it's just that – you have Arsenault running hard that Schoenberg maybe rushing himself a little bit on the throw?
Maybe so, but I think when Eric went to field that one, because he had to field it to the bag side, that his footing, he planted wrong and he threw just an unusual throw there. It's almost like he had a shot, put it over to first. Brady Goble at the plate, the first pitch to Brady inside a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Damer not holding Arsenault at first. Here's a broken bat squibber to third. Eric Schoenberg in on the grass. This time he throws a strike to Damer, and they get Brady Goble 5-3 and some firewood. Once Stearns County says you can have campfires again, that will be on the pile.
That 3/10 of an inch of rain didn't bed down the fire warning?
3/10 won't do it. DNR says no, no, no. Yeah. All right, that'll leave it up to Nolan Reeder. Nolan with runners now as teammates at second and third. The Martins trail 1-0 here in the sixth. Reeder ground ball to short. Jamie Terrace up with it. Low throw. Damer comes up with a scoop and saves the day for the Chargers.
Jamie with a little thank you, Luke, as Damer comes across the diamond.
No runs, a hit, one error, and two left on. We played 5.5. It's Spring Hill 1, St. Martin 0. More baseball to come in a minute on KASM.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Be sure to come by for Corky's weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has pull tabs and e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbank Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Your mom.
Welcome back to the Jack Bell Press Box. Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish. As I feel outnumbered, last night there were three Hemishes up here. I think, are there only two Hemishes?
I saw Mom up here earlier, okay. But I think she's made her way back out of the press box.
All right, bottom of, or actually make it top of the seventh inning, top of the seventh here, 1-0 Spring Hill. And for the St. Martin, or actually for the Spring Hill Chargers, it is Regan Nelson leading it off. Regan at the plate so far today, 0-2. Has a foul tip into the mitt of Brian Schlungen, and the count at a ball and a strike.
The sun just wants to poke out, doesn't it? It's trying
it
so hard.
It does. And I don't think it will today, as I think there's going to be some clouds rolling in, which is good for, I mean, the fan base here. I mean, they're going to be able to stick around and watch baseball all day. Two balls and a strike to Regan Nelson. There's a swing and a miss. And actually, that was strike three to Regan. He's out on strikes.
That is strikeout number 9 for Scott Leeser to retire Nelson. He got him for his 6th strikeout in the 4th looking. That was the 2nd out. And there's number 9 for Scotty Leg Kick.
Eric Schoenberg to the plate. Eric has 2 of those 9. Pitch to Eric. He skies this to center field. Lots of room out there. For the Martin center fielder, Nolan Reeder. He'll make the catch for out number 2.
Good chunk of it just got under it right there for Schoenberg. Big ballpark. And here in Cold Spring, obviously, got to hit him to get him. The Chargers put the Vegas odds last night. What did they say? 4 home runs was the over-under on the tournament?
That's what they were reporting, that there'd be 4 home runs. Yeah. But they did that from the pool. So I don't know if we can put any cloud in that, as Owen Meyer takes the first pitch from Scotty Leeser, rips it up the middle, a base hit.
They're going right back to that, what we were talking about earlier, Randy. If you don't want to get deep in the count with this guy, if it's in there on 0-0 fastball, you better hack at it.
You
unless
bet.
You want to mess with that slider.
Meyer will pick up the Chargers' 5th hit off of Scott Leeser today. Those hits have been scattered. A hit in the first. They had a hit in the 4th. 2 hits in the 6th and 1 here in the 7th. 2 outs and 1 on. And at the plate, it's Luke Damer. The pitch to Luke, a strike in 0-1. Barming and Luxembourg. That is the day's second game. That's coming up about 2:30, the scheduled time, 2:30 this afternoon here in Cold Spring. Leaser rocks and fires. That pitch hitting the outside corner and 0-2.
He's painting again as I see no Brewers or Flames at the moment. We've got an hour and 20 minutes before the scheduled start time, though.
Owen Meyer will lead at first. Brady Goble holding him there. And the 0-2 coming from Scott Leaser. Swing and a miss. Damer's out on strikes. That'll do it for the Chargers in the seventh. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. 6.5. It's Spring Hill 1, St. Martin nothing. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM.
Ecker Feed, your local big game feed dealer in New Munich, wishes the very best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. For all your feed needs for dairy, hogs, and cattle, talk to the guys at Ecker Feed to have them put together a feed program to fit your operation. Ecker Feed New Munich, serving the area for over 50 years. Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament.
Six and a half innings so far, 1-0 Spring Hill, a run, 5 hits, 2 errors for Spring Hill, no runs, 5 hits, no errors for the St. Martin Martins. We're being treated to a little Ray Charles in America.
Yeah, America the Beautiful. My brother is doing the public address announcing. He's on, I believe he's in charge of the tunes as well, and he's petitioned for a while to get rid of Take Me Out to the Ball Game and play America the Beautiful for the middle of the seventh. It won't be the last time you hear it this weekend, Randy. I bet you hear it 3 more times today.
Like it a lot. Like it a lot. Say, if you're coming to Cold Spring, $7 gets you in to watch all baseball today. $3 for students. And the first game, fans are getting treated to a dandy here. Avery Schmitz will lead off the seventh for St. Martin. Avery 1-for-1 today, hit by a pitch and a base hit. And the first pitch from Anthony Reverman, a ball, and 1-0.
The difference in the ball game right now is Avery getting backpicked.
Here's a fly ball to right field. Regan Nelson backpedaling, and he misjudged it completely. Avery Schmitz will roll into second, and that's a two-base error there as Regan Nelson. I don't know. That ball just kept sailing on him, and Regan didn't, like, run to a spot and make the catch. He just kept drifting with it.
I'd say you drilled it, partners. He just kind of kept going back and back and back and taking those you know, baby steps,
yeah,
as opposed to a good 3-4 solid strides right there. He's camped underneath that thing, but just kept going back and back on the ball. And I don't know if it's the big ballpark maybe plays tricks on you, but the Martins catch a break, and they got a guy in scoring position trying to tie the game.
They do. And at the plate, and Ryan Messer takes a pitch that's over the top of his head, and that goes to the backstop. Nathan Terrace has to go retrieve it. So now Messer at the plate with a runner at third and nobody out. So the official scorer has not yet scored that Avery Schmitz fly ball, Kirby.
Yeah, that's an error.
That's an error, yeah.
So you got the error on Terrace, the error on Schoenberg, and then the error on Schmitz for 3 errors.
Correct. And Messer at the plate, the count 1-0.
Infield comes in for Spring Hill.
Messer bloops this to right field. This is going to be in front of Regan Nelson, and it's going to score Avery Schmitz. And this game is tied 1-1. Ryan Messer, his second hit of the day.
Yeah, with the infield drawn in, and, I mean, the outfield maybe coming in a tad as well, just kind of dumped that one into short right field. Nelson playing it in front of him, and so the error comes around to haunt Spring Hill as we got a new ball game now. Still nobody out. Matthew Schlungen. And we'll get a pinch runner out of the dugout for Spring Hill, Randy. That's running his number 5, Derek Cole. He's going to run for Ryan Messer.
So Cole running for Messer, and here comes Matthew Schlung, the number 9 hitter for the Martins. A new ball game, 1-1 here in the bottom of the seventh.
So Matthew, of course, will be asked to bunt right here, I would assume.
Anthony Reverman delivers, and Matthew Schlungen bunts this one foul. It ends up on the netting here at the baseball park right in front of us, and the count 0-1. Sobieski has defeated Fort Ripley today 7-2. So Sobieski over Fort Ripley 7-2. Big Lake is leading Sartell 3-0.
Like everyone picked.
Top of the sixth. So the Muskies trailing Big Lake. Lead by runner at first, and the pitch to Schlungen is high for a ball.
Good job right there. Sorry, Randy. Good job right there by Matthew. As he bunted a pitch out of the zone and bunted it foul. That pitch, Reverman trying to go even a little higher, seeing if he can chase and get him to pop up. But good job with pitch recognition right there by Schlungen, pulling the hands back.
Derek Cole taking his lead, and the pitch a high again to Schlungen. And the count, 2-2.
Eric Schamberg way in at third again. Matthew showing real early, so Eric trying to get another quick throw to second like we saw him do earlier, turning that double play on Ryan Messer back in the fifth inning on a bunt attempt.
Nobody out for the Martins. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Derek Cole pinch running for Ryan Messer at first. Damer holds him there. The 2-1 pitch coming to Matthew Schlungen, and he's showing bunt, and the pitch is high again from Reverman, and 3-1.
You don't want to lose. I mean, they're giving you an out.
You got to put
it over the plate right here. And you got Kyle Leeser on deck. There's the Brewers down the right field line.
3-1 the count. Schlungen will take a strike, and 3-2. Now, interesting that Matthew was showing bunt, and eventually I think he's going to swing away here. Jordan Welly's going to run down to the bullpen. He's going to get loose for the Chargers.
I'm going to respectfully disagree that he's going to still bunt here. Oh, excuse me.
Pitches high, gets off the mitt of Nathan Terrace, will roll to the backstop, and so a walk to Matthew Schlungen puts runners at first and second. Still nobody out. And Gordy Barton makes that long walk to the pitching rubber right now to talk with his right-hander while he hopes to give Welly a little bit of time to get loose down the line.
Just seemed like a guy with good bat control. You'd probably trust him to bunt with two strikes, but if the strike zone issues for Anthony Reverman right there, Carl Leeser rolling the dice and saying swing away, and if it's in there, as Gordon Barton comes out, and it will remain Anthony Reverman's ball game, and now it's the head-scratching time. You get to the top of the order. First and second, tying run at second base. You could easily move them up to second and third, and your 2 and 3 hitters got a chance to knock in that go-ahead run, but you're taking the bat out of a pretty good set of hands there in Kyle Leeser.
Yeah. Anthony Reverman, he's been able to avoid a few crises today. I mean, he lucked out in the second that they were able to pick off that runner at second. In the fifth, the Martins had a couple base runners in scoring position in the sixth, and now here in the seventh again, the Martins have finally got the equalizer, and with runners at first and second, still nobody out, Kyle Leeser takes a ball high and 1-0.
1-1 our score. St. Martin scoring in the seventh, and they're threatening still.
On the mound, Reverman. From the stretch, he comes home, and Leeser skies this one down the left field line. A lot of hang time. Eric Schoenberg and Terrace. Jamie comes from short to make an extremely tough catch. That's just about by the light tower down the third base line.
That's a big one, too.
With his back to the infield.
You're going all the way over, so you're trying to keep, with a right-handed hitter up, you're trying to keep the runner at second as close as he can to prevent that bunt. But then you get the pop-up. You got to look for how far he ran for that ball, Randy, from where he's playing right now to where he caught it right by that fence slit. That's a nice jaunt.
That is a jaunt. And you got Kyle Leeser, the Martins' best hitter probably. Here's a ground ball to short. Second for one. The relay to first. Not in time. And Zach Moritz is safe at first. But, boy, they get that runner at second. That's a big out. Moritz taking the first pitch again from Anthony Reverman.
Interesting move right there because, as you had mentioned, Zach runs pretty good. It's a tough guy to turn two on. That they went to second for the double play. Jamie could have gotten that lead runner at third, but now you get first and third, two down. Good speed on first with Moritz. You got to assume he's going to be going at some point. And the game falls on the shoulders of Brian Schlungen.
Yeah, Cole went to third on the play. So it's Cole and Moritz at the corners, and Brian Schlungen Up at the plate for St. Martin, Brian, 0 for 3 so far today. The kick, the pitch, and tapped out and foul. The count 0-1. Anthony Reverman trying to work out of this jam and keep it a 1-1 game here in the seventh.
Brian, 0 for 3 on the day. Bounce out to short, fly out to first, fly out to center.
Jordan Welly continues to throw in the Spring Hill bullpen. And Schlungen gives this one a ride to left field. Coming in is Shane Berg, and he'll make the catch as he did not see that ball right away. Didn't know how to judge it. Austin had a dive at the last second and make the catch, preserving the 1-1 tie. One run on one hit. There was one error and two left on. We have played seven here in Cold Spring, 1-1, Spring Hill and St. Martin. More baseball coming your way in a minute on KASM.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority. With offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked at the pub. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
We played seven here in Cold Spring, a 1-1 game, and taking you the rest of the way, it's Kirby Hemish.
Well, thank you, sir. As we move to the eighth, it'll be 9-1-2. Terrace, Schamberg, Nathan Terrace, Eric Terrace, Austin Schamberg due up. And Scott Leeser finishing his warm-up pitches. And Scotty L., he's been pretty doggone good today, Randy. He gave up that run in the first, but since then, stingy.
Yes, he has been. He has definitely spotted those pitches well. This is a classic Scott Leeser outing, Kirby. Just finding a place in that strike zone that he's gonna feel comfortable throwing to, and that the home plate umpire is gonna recognize as, yeah, this is a strike.
If you hit your spot, you get rewarded. So Tara steps into the box. Nathan on the day. A little soft tapper to Leeser in the third. Strikeout in the fifth. First offering from Leeser, down and away for a ball. 1-1. To the eighth here at Cold Spring Ballpark. Very nice appetizer on our seven-course meal of baseball today as the 1-0 pitch. Is that fouled or just missed by Brian? It was just missed. It's 2-0 the count. Falling behind the ninth place hitting Nathan Terrace. Leeser's 2-0 offering. That's hit on the ground towards short. Leeser gets that high hop right at his letters. Throws across the diamond in time. 6-3 to retire Nate Terrace for out number one. I'll bring Eric Terrace to the plate. He's the... got the lone run for the Chargers thus far this afternoon. Walked on four pitches in the first, stole second, scored on an RBI base knock by Austin Schamberg. Spring Hill's had some threats since then, but they have yet to touch home plate since that moment. 0-2 on the day. It's Leeser's first offering to Terrace off speed. That's lifted into short center field. Kyle Leeser goes back. Makes the catch on the outfield grass, and two quick ones for Scott Leeser here in the eighth. That's where you talk about a, you know, quintessential Scott Leeser performance, and when he gets to this point of the game, he's just efficient, comes right at these guys. He fell behind Nathan Terrace, but still gets that that ground out. Two gone. Austin Schamberg to the plate. He'll pop one up to left field. Plenty of room there for Zach Moritz. He comes in. He makes the catch. It's 1-2-3. For Spring Hill in the eighth, Leeser retires him in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Bottom of the eighth coming up in 1 minute. It's 1-1, Spring Hill and St. Martin. We've been treated to a doozy. The ending should be fun as well. Back in a minute on your home for Region 15C, KASM.
Whether buying or selling real estate, It's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com. or visit John Dole Real Estate on Facebook.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo or Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.